Welcome, Bill Allen, to Upcoming Dis, and thank you for joining us on this Friday afternoon. How you doing?
Very good. I'm spending a lovely day in Carmel by the sea on the coast of California, so I'm psyched.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, just got done watching Heroes of the Dirt. And before we get into that, of course, your part in there has to be an incredible homage to your 86 film Rad, which became a BMX classic in the industry. So how did you get to be so involved in this BMX cinema hero business?
Well, it started with Rad. I was cast off of a television performance I did in 1985,
right.
How Needham saw it, and then eventually cast me in the role of Crew Jones in Rad.
Right.
So I was not a professional bicyclist before that, or even a bicycle owner before I got that role. And just because of the visibility and the shelf life it had on VHS, it kind of helped propel BMX into the forefront of extreme sports and kind of connected my name and face with the sport forever.
Yeah, it sure did. Now, after that movie was done, you said you hadn't really known about it before that, but when the movie was done, you must have become quite involved in it. So did you get into the sport heavy personally?
Not until very recently, actually. I was hired as an actor. I had the greatest stunt people in the world.
Right.
And it didn't do great at the box office, so I kind of went about my own way and in a kind of searching for Sugarman twist.
Yes, it did.
Kids literally from around the world got that tape or got a bootleg DVD or a laser disc and just watched it repeatedly, taught themselves the tricks. And they didn't just fast forward to the action parts. They
right.
watched the whole movie again and again. And so thankfully, because of that, we reached a very wide audience. And only until doing Heroes of Dirt and planning my next film have I really gotten involved in actually practicing freestyle BMX with one of my heroes, Martin Abarejo, who was one of the stunt people in Rad.
Okay. Now, when you did Heroes of the Dirt, in this 30 years that's passed between when you did Rad and this, and you must have seen a lot of changes in both how these BMX movies are made and the talent level and stuff. What's the thing that struck you the most getting involved in a movie now after being involved 30 years later?
Well, I guess the lack of BMX-themed films in that gap. There really hasn't been any fiction, you know, themed
right.
BMX movies that have happened in the interim. So that was the surprising thing, is that nobody's taken up the mantle until Eric and his wife, Jill, who directed and produced the movie and wrote
right.
it along with Kevin Bashore and Bob Massey. Eric is a BMXer and a film student, and then got his own commercial production company going, so he decided to direct his first feature film, and as almost an homage to Rad, he did a BMX movie called Heroes of Dirt.
Right.
In theaters, and it'll be out in video demand December
8th. Now, Heroes of the Dirt was actually filmed, I'm in Florida now, but filmed in my backyard. I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania, so were you in that area, or were your parts filmed elsewhere?
No, we shot it in Allentown.
Right. So, yeah, that's my old stomping grounds. I grew up there. So what did you think of Eastern Pennsylvania?
I was knocked out by the beauty, obviously. It was during the fall, and so
yeah.
the turning of the seasons was really special. But I was mostly struck at the townspeople and how obviously resilient they are and how they came out in mass to support this movie. It really wouldn't have happened had not the townspeople really rallied behind the filmmakers and the cast and the crew. And so it was a labor of love and kind of a postcard and a love letter to that part of the country.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, it wasn't, but is BMX big in that part of the country now?
Yes, it is. It's very big, and because of the homegrown nature of the sport,
right.
I think it has grown out there, and there's a very famous track called the Caddy Woods.
Which is featured in the film.
Featured in the film, and it should be, as well as the culture surrounding that in kids who actually built it, the men actually, so it's a really nice feature of Heroes of Dirt.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Now, you didn't get to get on a bike in Heroes of Dirt, of course. You're playing the young man's father. Were you tempted to want to get on a bike?
Not at the time, I mean, especially because of the tricks these guys were doing and dirt ramps. But it was only afterwards that I decided that it's time to get back on a bike.
Yeah.
And I've got some plans to do another BMX/motocross movie that'll get me back on a BMX bike. So I'm actually on one seriously for the first time in my life.
So this movie served as kind of an inspiration for you to kind of get back into it.
Very much. It was a reintroduction into the sport and to the cinema aspect of it. And I was able to connect with like-minded filmmakers who understand not only the viability of that athlete depicted in movies, but the necessity for it.
Right. You know, and it must have been a kick for you to interact with these young BMX riders and tricksters, and it also must have been a kick for them to be able to be around you. So tell me about how that relationship worked, your interaction with these guys.
Yeah, it was really nice. I've been on a couple of sets that I've been invited to because of my connection with Rad, so the reputation kind of precedes me a bit.
Yeah.
Especially this one with all these young riders who a lot of them had grown up on the movie. It was really special because it was a bit of a dream come true for them, and it was me kind of carrying on my legacy, and it was real special coming together.
Yeah. Did you get to see a lot of this trickster work? Because a lot of it was in your house, and then there were some scenes with you at the track, but of course that doesn't necessarily mean we know with the magic of Hollywood that you were there when any of the riding was going on, but did you get to witness a lot of that?
Yeah, they actually filmed that during movie, and they staged an actual moneyed purse race during the movie for their actual climax. So they wanted us all around for that, and it was really just an amazing event because you've got a movie going on at the same time. They're actually filming a dirt event, so it was pretty exciting.
So this film has been featured in some select theaters. Are you looking at some home video release?
December 8th, it'll be on video and on DVD, and I'm told it's going to be in Walmart and some pretty big outlets.
Well, that's really good. And you say you have another one coming up. What's this next one going to be doing?
Well, we're developing the script right now. It's going to put me back on a BMX bicycle and some motorcycles, and it's going to be a tribute to the legacy and kind of continuing it forward.
So any of the heroes from Dirt People going to be still working with you, or is this something you're going off in a different direction?
Yeah, I plan to be working with the production team on this one, and we've been developing it for a while and plan to go in front of the cameras next year sometime.
Well, so you've made some good connections here. You got some inspiration from the movie. I assume you're hoping that this might do the same for the sport itself and inspire some youngsters and get the BMX back on the, you know, on the circuit.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it will. And like Rad, I think find its audience on home video or video on demand.
Yeah.
And the people that need to see it will be exposed to it because, like you said, it was only in a select number of theaters.
Right.
And there's been a lot of anticipation over this film. And as far as I can tell, everybody inside the industry and the writers have really taken to it. They really love it.
Yeah. Why do you think it's taken so long for somebody to finally do this again?
I think it took the kids who watched the film grow up,
right,
become filmmakers themselves. I'm not sure why it wasn't done in the interim. I just know that's how it kind of played out, and I always kind of thought that there are filmmakers out there who grew up on the film, they just had not matured yet or reached out to me, and sure enough it happened, so I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. And this film's good in that it can help introduce people to the sport because you don't have to be a BMX fan to enjoy the film because there's plenty of a story going on. There's a compelling story with the young man going on that doesn't involve the BMX racing. So it gives people a chance to kind of get in there without... So if people are wondering they're just going to watch a whole hour and a half of BMX, that's not true.
Yeah, it's got a real good story with a good message attached, and it definitely delves into kids' real life that I think is probably very emblematic of a lot of childhood stories right now. So I think it kind of connects BMX to the real life that a lot of kids are experiencing right now. And what I've found out being a novice BMXer myself is you're either in the club or you're not. You're either a rider or you're not. And just the fact that you're a beginner doesn't matter.
Right.
You're in the club if you're riding a bike, and so I think it kind of opens that door up for people. people who maybe haven't necessarily thought of it that way.
Well, and the movie explores that camaraderie. Can you tell me about your experiences with the camaraderie of the club, of the group?
Well, it's been a recent thing for me that I've started hanging out with my stunt guys from the movie, Eddie Ciola and Martin.
Yeah.
We hold a Tuesday BMX jam down at the Huntington Beach Pier after my lesson with Martin. So I've become very connected to these guys.
Yeah.
It's a real great fraternity and brotherhood in that, yeah, they're competitive and they do have contests.
Sure.
There's a winner, but they're really out there for one another and really egg each other on and teach each other these tricks and these techniques that make you a better rider. So they understand how important it is to spread the gospel of the sport and mm-hmm. bicycle. And so they're really, they're in it to win it, but they're also in it to help their brothers out.
Yeah. And for the novices who are going to maybe take a look at this movie and get introduced to BMX for the first time, can you tell me a little bit, what is the drive behind BMX? Is it the tricks? Is it time? I mean, how is this all judged? What's the parameters of a BMX competition?
Well, there's several different disciplines. You have the track riding, like you see in the Olympics.
Right.
You have the street riding, where you see kids just bouncing off light poles, barriers and these kind of things, and then you have freestyle, which is what I'm studying now, which is basically like the bicycle boogie sequence in Rad, where you're basically dancing with your bike and gymnastics on your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the dirt riding, which is depicted in Heroes of Dirt, where it's a track and it's a race, but they're also hitting these dirt ramps that can send them 15, 20 feet into the air.
Wow.
So there are several different disciplines, and I'm not even naming all of them within the sport, but they're all connected to these small BMX bikes. It's just depending on what you do with them.
So the kind of competition that we're seeing in Heroes of Dirt, is that basically where you have judges judging on style and such? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's a combination of both, of time and style.
Have you ever been invited to participate at that level, maybe be a judge?
No. I was invited to ride on a BMX track against a real BMX professional one time, and I will never do that again.
Why is that?
These guys, at the top of their game, it may look like you can do that. I promise you, unless you've had years of practice, you can't do that on the level they're at. And there are a lot of people, like I said, doing it at every level, and I encourage that. But the very top guys are
Well, I think you're wrong about that as far as it looking easy, because it doesn't look easy to me. It does not look like something I'm going to want to go out there and try to do. These guys are truly talented.
Yeah, they really are, and they're graceful, and it's a beautiful sport.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun, and I'm sure that the diehard BMX people are just pleased as punch to see you back in action, and they're going to love Heroes of Dirt for sure. Well, listen, I want to thank you for your time that you shared with us, taking your time out. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope a lot of these BMX guys get a kick out of Heroes of Dirt, and maybe it'll help kickstart the genre again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
All right, well, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.